This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The House of Representatives has voted to impeach President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has details on the historic vote.
He gave us no choice.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened a day-long debate by arguing Democrats were defending democracy against a president who violated the Constitution by abusing his power and obstructing Congress. But the impeachment process divided lawmakers like it divided the nation. Republicans like Arizona's Debbie Lesko argued Democrats are the ones committing abuses, targeting a president they simply don't like.
There is no proof, none, that the president has committed an impeachable offense.
The president himself called the impeachment effort an assault on America. He'll now face a trial in the GOP-led Senate, which is likely to acquit him. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump was not actually in Washington when the votes occurred. He was in the battleground state of Michigan, a state he won in 2016 for a political rally. The president told his supporters that he has done nothing wrong.
It's so much fun. They want to impeach you. They want to do worse than that. By the way, it doesn't really feel like we're being impeached, do you?
Only two previous presidents have been impeached in U.S. history. The House in 1998 impeached former President Bill Clinton on charges of perjury and obstruction of justice arising from a sexual relationship he had with a White House intern. He was later acquitted in the Senate. The House impeached President Andrew Johnson in 1868, but he was also acquitted by the Senate. In 1974, President Richard Nixon resigned before the full House could pass articles of impeachment against him. This is VOA News. A federal appeals court has ruled against the individual mandate in former President Obama's signature health care law. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has details.
A federal appeals court has ruled the individual mandate part of President Barack Obama's health care law is invalid. The 2-1 ruling was handed down by a panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. The panel upheld a 2018 finding by Texas-based U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor that the so-called individual mandate requiring insurance was rendered unconstitutional when Congress reduced a tax on people without insurance to zero in 2017. The 5th Circuit panel did not issue a decision on whether other parts of the Affordable Care Act can be severed from the individual mandate and survive. I'm Mike Gracia.
India's top court on Wednesday refused to stall the implementation of a new law that lays out a path to citizenship for non-Muslim minorities from some neighboring countries. Francis McGuire reports the decision was made despite violent protests that continued across the country.
The Citizenship Amendment Act gives non-Muslim minorities from neighboring countries Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Afghanistan a path to Indian citizenship. The government says the law was intended to address the persecution of religious minorities such as Hindus, Sikhs, and Christians in those Muslim-majority countries. But thousands have protested, saying the exclusion of Muslims from the law is anti-Islam and weakens the secular foundations of India. Some protesters believe it's a measure by the Hindu nationalist government to marginalize the community. Buses and train stations have been torched, and on Wednesday, police fired shots to push back thousands of demonstrators throwing stones and glass bottles. The Supreme Court said it would hear petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the law on January 22nd.
That's Francis McGuire of Reuters reporting. The bodies of two people missing and presumed dead since a New Zealand volcano erupted last week may never be found. Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement said Wednesday that he was deeply sorry that the bodies of local tour guide Hayden Marshall Inman and Australian tourist Winona Langford have not been recovered. He said that the bodies were probably swept out to sea. Clement said, the reality is we have to wait for Mother Nature to produce the bodies. It may and it may not. The White Island volcano erupted on December 9th while dozens of tourists were visiting the island. It's located about 48 kilometers off the coast of New Zealand's North Island. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.